You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A truck driver snaps to attention when a water bottle thrown by Dylan Belliston explodes on the truck's windshield. Belliston driving in the next lane. The truck driver starts to pull over to confront Belliston, but changes his mind. Belliston then pulls up to the truck again, this time firing shots at the driver.
Nancy, after the shooting, the victim pulled into a Love's travel stop where he told authorities he slammed on his brakes to avoid the gunshots and return fire in fear for his life. It's not yet been revealed how sheriffs identified Belliston as their suspect, but they were able to access a dash cam in the trucker's cab, which captured Belliston first throwing the water bottle, then pulling a gun and firing several rounds at the victim's truck on two occasions.
Marion County, Florida sheriffs catch up with Belliston on I-75. He's arrested on aggravated assault. When his lover's partner threatens to expose their affair, Arizona firefighter Gregory Nouse sets on revenge after sending multiple threats via text. The firefighter, Nouse, decides to scale the man's townhome to sabotage the plumbing and HVAC system. Then he puts holes in the roof. A neighbor notices him up on the roof and calls police. When his feet hit the ground, he's charged with burglary, criminal damage, and harassment. Good bet, his wife now knows about his affair. Good luck putting that fire out. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Nearly 20 years after being found guilty of killing his pregnant wife, Scott Peterson has now made a virtual appearance in court. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
Peterson's Los Angeles Innocence Project attorneys requested that a judge order new DNA testing and grant their investigators access to evidence related to a break-in that occurred across the street from the couple's California home. After a jury found Peterson guilty of murder and the deaths of Lacey and the unborn child they intended to name Connor, Peterson was given the death penalty. On Christmas Eve 2002, according to the prosecution, he killed Lacey and disposed of her body in San Francisco Bay. Later, his death sentence was overturned and he was given a life term without the chance of release. Peterson's case has recently been taken up by the LA Innocence Project. Court records reveal that the group suggests that Lacey Peterson might have witnessed a break-in on Christmas Eve across the street from the couple's Modesto house, been abducted, and subsequently killed by the burglars. 2 decades after the 51-year-old Peterson's arrest captured the attention of the country, the filings in San Mateo County Superior Court constitute a long-shot attempt to clear his name. The director of the LA Innocence Project, Paula Mitchell, says that the organization had filed motions on Scott Peterson's behalf in January, quote, to order further discovery of evidence and allow new DNA testing to support our investigation into Mr. Peterson's claim of actual innocence. In addition to tarps and a sizable plastic bag discovered along the waterfront close to where the bodies washed ashore separately, the project is looking for DNA testing on items linked to the break-in. The group's lawyers are also requesting police reports as well as audio and video footage from witnesses and suspect interviews related to the break-in. The court filings assert that the Modesto Police Department prematurely declared that the burglars were unrelated to the homicides and improperly concealed critical information.
Prosecutor David Harris informed Superior Court Judge Elizabeth Hill that reviewing historical records would need time, as a significant portion of them, in his opinion, have previously been discussed through Peterson's trial and appeal. As part of an ambitious effort to pardon low-level drug offenders, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has announced that she would grant pardons to tens of thousands of people convicted of misdemeanor marijuana convictions dating back decades. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
If approved, the pardons will cover any misdemeanor convictions for possession of marijuana or other Class D substances in adult Massachusetts state courts that were handed down before March 13, 2024. Healey, a former state attorney general, claims that most people won't have to do anything to have their felony records updated. Healey urged other governors to follow suit, calling the pardons the most sweeping issued by a governor since President Joe Biden's pardon of federal marijuana possession charges. In essence, a pardon is the governor's act of forgiveness following a conviction. Criminal records are not automatically sealed or erased. According to Healey's administration, the pardons do not extend to convictions for other marijuana-related offenses like distribution, trafficking, possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute, or operating a motor vehicle while under the influence, nor do they extend to convictions from courts outside of Massachusetts, including federal court. Healey's decision may only take effect if it is approved by the governor's council.
After the council votes, pardons would take effect immediately, but updating criminal records would take additional time.
Thanks, John. Katie Proudfoot opens her son's bedroom to wake him up for school and finds the teen boy missing. She searches the home for Sebastian, but the autistic teen nowhere to be found. Authorities believe Sebastian, just 15, left his Hendersonville, Tennessee home on foot in the early morning hours with just a flashlight. His dad, Seth, says it's highly uncharacteristic of his son to wander, especially without shoes. But authorities are focusing their search on a wooded area near the home. Foot searches of over 2,000 miles of terrain provide nothing. Canines lost Sebastian's scent at a nearby construction site. Sebastian Roberts, just 15, now missing 3 weeks. If you have info on Sebastian Rogers, please call Sumner County, Tennessee Sheriffs, 615-451-3838. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.